Hello, hello. Welcome to Aligned and Unapologetic, a podcast where we showcase stories of women claiming their identity, stepping into their power, and living their life as their full-ass self unapologetically. My name is Antoinette, your host and your coach Unapologetic. Join me as we dive into the riveting, inspiring stories of my guests to empower you to start your unapologetic journey. Let's get started. Hello, my unapologetic people of the globe. How are you doing? In this episode, we are going to talk about the not so happy things in life. We're going to talk about heartache. We're going to talk about grief. We're going to talk about getting sick and having a near-death experience. And so if you're not in a place where you can hear about all of these things, I know that since the beginning of the pandemic, it has been tough for everybody. And if you have lost someone, and if you're going through mental wellness difficulties, this episode might not be for you. I do have other episodes that are upbeat and nourishing to your soul and to your heart, but you might want to skip this one if you're not in a grounded place. In this episode, I will share with you my experience through COVID and losing my mom 20-something days thereafter, and how I navigate through this. A lot of things in life includes heartaches and sadness and not so good things, but the media doesn't want us to talk about it. We were raised to show up as tough, to know who we are, what we want, and be an expert in what we do. And we were not trained how to show sadness and grief and the nasty feelings and be okay with it. So I'm coming to you here today in this episode with my heart racing really, really fast because I'm really nervous to share with you, and I can't even comprehend in my head how I'm able to pick words and streamline and structure my episode today to be able to communicate what I would want to communicate to you. But here I am, as always, bold, naked, and authentic, and sharing with you a piece of my truth in the hopes that it inspires you to own yours and be okay with not being okay and still be unapologetic about it. Being unapologetic does not mean that you're always tough and strong and happy and knows all the things. Being unapologetic doesn't mean that you don't get hurt, that you're not vulnerable, that you're invincible. Being apologetic is knowing that you can be hurt, that you make mistakes and own it. Being unapologetic means that you know when you hurt someone and you make mistakes and you unapologetically apologize and own your mistake and reach out to that person and say, hey, I'm sorry that I hurt you. Being unapologetic doesn't mean that you're an expert of something and that you don't get hurt and that you don't make mistakes. Being unapologetic means that you are human and you know that and you're unapologetic about it. You show your feelings and emotions and you own them. You process through them. You don't hide behind being strong, behind a pretty face, behind a strong voice. Yet, you show strength and your ability to be present while grieving and being sad. You show strength in your ability to ask for help when you know that you need it. You show strength in your ability to share your truth. So here I am, scared and all, sharing with you a piece of my unapologetic story. where do I begin? So in May 2021, I caught COVID. It was so bad that I had to go to the hospital and be supported by oxygen machine. I thought I was going to go. I thought it was the end of me. And I was, at some point, I was ready. I was ready to go. I was finding my peace. And I prayed that this is the end. Please give me my peace to go. And I pray that my family would have the strength to recover from this and continue life without me. It was really tough. And it was really life-changing too. It was a tragedy, but at the same time, it felt like a gift. Because coming out of that, I saw life in a different light. I gained a new perspective. It sounds cheesy, but it's like being reborn again. And when I say that I listen to my body and listen to my intuition more, I say it more deeply now. I stand for my values and the things that I believe in even harder. There's nothing in life that seems more important than living the current life that I have day by day. If anything, almost dying taught me that there is nothing worldly that matters, except for my family and the things that I stand for. More than anything, I learned that we, as humans, are extremely vulnerable. You could be fit, you could be healthy, you could be wealthy, you could have it all, you could be strong and smart and beautiful, and yet, in a second, you can lose your life. And what does it all mean? When it's your time to go, do you feel like you have done enough to have a fulfilling life? When it's your time to go, do you feel like you would need more time to go through your bucket list or complete the projects that you have pending or like spend more time with the people that you love? And to tell you the truth, more than anything, what I learned from that experience is I got nothing. No worldly materials, no network that I was building, not even my relationships mattered. Got nothing to hold on to but my faith. And that there's a greater being who knows what they're doing and who's leading me to a path that I need to go. I got nothing else but my trust that I've done what I could in this lifetime, in this world, in this earth, and that if I was going to go to the next world, that I've served my purpose. So getting out of the hospital and being out of the woods and being reunited with my family again, I asked my husband, if you should die, or if I should die, I asked myself as well, what are the things that we hope we could have accomplished to go peacefully? Like to say, I'm ready. But there is no ready. Like the list could go on and on and on. And you could accomplish so many things, but there's really no getting ready to die. And he responded, he's always in peace and he's always have peace in his heart. And that he lives his life fully every single day and he's satisfied with what he has contributed in this world and how he served our family and our kids and me as his wife and That is a beautiful answer. And I feel that as a relative to someone dying, it would put me at great peace as well, knowing that the person I love left with peace in his heart. And while I'm still ruminating on these thoughts, 20-something days after my COVID experience, and I was just recovering from it all, my mom passed away. She has been battling cancer for many years now, and we have known this for a long time. And so we have had time together. We have had vacation. We've seen places. So we did things. We went to different countries. We fought hard and we loved hard. And before I move on to that story, let me just go back to my COVID story and the entire thing. Well, almost the entire thing. I recorded my experience and my thoughts and my learnings through a chapter that I wrote for Radiant Academy's book. It's not yet published as of this recording, but I will be putting a link for you to sign up in my email list in the descriptions below so that when that chapter comes out, I will be emailing you all when it's available. It's a story of how my COVID progressed and what is happening in between the changes and chapters of that journey and the lessons that I took with it. So if you want to learn more about that, it'll be in that book, and sign up for my mailing list to get a notification once that's available. Okay. After that distraction, let's move on to my story about my mom passing. I have to say that I am not going to be the woman that I am today if not for her. I'm not going to be the mother that I am today to my kids and a wife to my husband if not for her. My mom and I, we don't always see eye to eye. And I think this is common to a lot of mom and daughters. And I've always done the opposite of what she is and what she does and how she lives her life, just because. Maybe there's that rebel part of me, but also, like what I said, we don't see eye to eye. We're different types of human beings. We're different types of humans. It's funny how someone can raise you and you believe in different things. But if anything, she has her own definition of unapologetic and her own definition of being fierce and living an unapologetic life. And kudos to her, standing her ground. Such a hard-headed woman. But that is her unapologetic life. And I have my own, and the purpose of my podcast is for you to be inspired and claim your own unapologetic story and unapologetic life, whatever that may look like. So going back to my mom, I lost her to cancer, and we have known this for a long time. And so I kind of prepared myself for this, and I knew that that day would come, but when it did, there was no preparation for it. It was one of the hardest, biggest breakdowns that I've experienced. And there's no measure to the amount of pain that you feel when you lose a parent. And aside from grieving, from losing her, a part of you also died. And what do you do with that? Only a crazy person would record a podcast episode while struggling to actually communicate. And if you're listening through this episode with me and you're being here with me in this space, I thank you deeply and I see through you in your pain. It was a bizarre, painful, and yet I can't find the word, but what's nearest to it is amazing experience. Not in a good way, but like, it's fascinating how you've done all this work already and you've mastered a lot of tools to navigate through your emotional roller coasters. You've survived and healed a lot of traumas and things in your life. You've grown to this person that you are, and yet here you are in pain at no measure, asking yourself, what do I do with this? How do I navigate around this? This is crazy how painful this is. And all you just want to do is get out of that emotion. It's like being burned alive. And there's nothing that you could do to get out of it. It's like being forced to experience it when you don't want to. Like, no one wants to stay in pain, but there's a certain magic to being present to that pain. It's like when you try to get out of it and work your way around it and not through it, it's like you're cheating a massive chapter of your life, or you're given a certain gift that's going to be hard to unravel and unwrap. And it's like putting your back against that gift because it was so hard and painful to open than receiving it. So the thoughts that came to my head was, how do I survive this? How do people survive this? Why was this not taught in school, among other things that should have been taught in school? Why did anyone told me about this and gave me tools? Like, I just want to get through it. I want this to be done. Take away the pain, please. And I was racking my head around, what is the lesson? What's the silver lining? Let me learn that now because I want to get through this. And there's a lot, for sure. But right now, the lesson is to be present, even in pain, even in grief. But also, who am I to tell you that? You grieve the way that you do and be unapologetic about it. If you have to shut your doors and not talk to anyone for 30 days for your own mental wellness and to be available and present for yourself, do that safely. If you have to work and distract yourself and feed yourself with accomplishments and achievements and wins to be able to go through your grief, and take time after all the craziness in your work is done, take time to sit with your grief and be present for it, then do that. If it means you have to cry every single day and not go to work and not be present for anything else in your life but just your grief for a moment in time, do that. And be unapologetic about it. And so going through grief is, there's no one formula, like anything else in life. There's no one thing that you can do to get out of this. And that's what's beautiful about it. It's not like any other lessons in life where when you figure it out, you're done. Okay, I got it. Good to go. Next lesson. With this one, you have to sit with this until you're ready, until you've healed. There's no formula. There's no fast tracking this. There's no workaround. You just have to be here and experience it safely. And I'm not a very patient person. That's why I learn about systems and processes and optimization. I am not patient. I want to do things authentically, yes, structured in a way, but also I want to be spontaneous. And for me to be able to do that, I have to support myself with systems and tools and processes and mindset and understanding. And there is no understanding whatsoever in grief. You just have to go through it. You just have to feel it and going through every step of the process. And so if anything, as someone who's grieving and still wanting to live an unapologetic life, I think this is a part of my unapologetic story, that I can be sad and messy and grieving and not okay and still be unapologetic about myself and my values and the things that I believe in. I can be broken and have holes and naked and still be unapologetic. I honestly think that it takes so much more courage to present yourself in this way than presenting yourself in a strong, well-polished, all-knowing, unapologetic way. It's taking a lot from me to record this episode for you all. And I am happy to be recording this and sharing with you all my thoughts and my experience and feelings. And if you're here with me, I thank you for lending me the ear and for being in this space again with me. And so in this process, what I have found helpful is forgiveness. The first emotion that I encountered after everything died down was anger. I was angry about a lot of things, but I think that's my body, my mind's way of protecting me and making sense of what happens. It's somebody's fault. I need to be angry in order for me to not feel this deep of a pain. And so I seek out for forgiveness. Forgiveness for the things that my mom was not able to do and the things that she did that I wasn't in favor of. Forgiveness to myself for the same thing. And then I seek out for gratefulness. I started to be thankful for the things that I know now, the things that I learned, for the way that she erased me, for the way that she didn't. And I was grateful for all the time and the gift and the life. And that was a beautiful place to be in. Be always grateful. At the end of the day, as they say, this is only a borrowed life. And no matter, again, I will say it, no matter how strong or wealthy and beautiful and smart you are as a human, you are vulnerable. And that alone is reason enough to be grateful, to be waking up every single day, to be having the chance to do what you were not able to do yesterday or to do over any mistake that you've done, or to be better than the person that you were yesterday. So how do you safely navigate around grief and sorrow and sadness? A good friend of mine gave me a term. It's called safe sadness. And we're actually working through a workshop around this. And that is such a perfect term find your safe sadness. Find a place and time, a routine, a ritual where you can be sad safely, where you don't have to be in depression and in breakdowns and out of control of your emotions, but place where you can be sad and process your emotions and feel the pain and be okay. And know that you are going to be okay, even if you're not okay right now. And being not okay is a human thing. And you will be okay. And that you are safe to be not okay. And so find and build that safe sadness place. If you're going through hard things in life, find that place. And be mindful and present when you go there. I learned something from Giselle Allen's podcast, Revolutionary Rising. It's an episode with Mariela de la Mora. And she talked about navigating through trauma. And she have mentioned about finding your grounded place. And that was genius to me. And if anything, if there's anything that you're going to take away from this episode, if you're going through grief or sorrow or depression or whatever it is, to be able to safely navigate around this, find your grounded place always. When you feel like you're losing control and all your emotions and feelings are eating you up, and your energy is being depleted by this emotion, find your grounded place. Put your feet in the ground and get rooted through the earth and feel grounded. Find a belief in your mind, in your heart, in your soul. Find where you feel safe and grounded and lean on that while you navigate the trauma, while you navigate the grief, while you navigate the sorrow. That's the only way that you will be able to safely process and navigate through sadness. And so how do I do that? I honestly don't know what to tell you. This is not potentially, if you need a therapist, please do seek out for medical help. And if I'm getting too much in my head, and if I feel that the emotions and the sadness and the grief is bigger than me right now, and that's going to devour my soul today, I step back, stay grounded. I have some rituals that I do for myself to pull myself out of that state, not completely out, just getting back home, getting back to my body and staying connected with my body, my heart, my mind, my soul, and my body bonded still together while navigating through this. And so I feel grounded and somewhat at peace and somewhat safe and conscious in the process of going through this. In any step that I take in processing my grief or emotions, I check in with myself. Do I feel grounded? Am I grounded? Am I losing control of my groundedness? And is this emotion taking over me and my consciousness? And if it is, I step back again. I take things slowly. I forgive myself. I give myself grace. I take breaks. I lean on my support system. I create space for myself to feel safe sadness again. And so this routine to get grounded, to stay grounded, looks differently to all of us. But it still circles back to what Mariela said in that episode, that when you're going through healing of trauma or grief or sorrow, I find that the best place to be is to feel grounded, whatever that looks like for you. And that is the way of navigating through safe sadness. And so that leads me to another point of my episode that I want to share with you. I have not lost anyone in my lifetime before I lose my mom recently. And I've never really understood how it felt. And honestly think that in my journey, in all of my businesses and in my life, that I am being taught this emotion and these feelings because I will be taking away tools and I will be equipped to face clients and people that I will serve who needs me to understand how to lose someone to be able to serve well. And so here's what I want to share with you if you have not lost someone close to you yet, and how to, and even if you did already, just from my perspective, here are the things that you don't want to say to someone who just lost somebody. I know it can be difficult to know, but I think it's helpful for me to share. The people who lost their loved one is so overwhelmed enough with their own emotions and confusion and everything else. So when you reach out to them and pay your respects and share your condolences, you don't want to share your own grief as well, because that puts them in a place where they have to understand your feelings and emotions as well and want to empathize with you as a human being. That's the instincts. And it takes energy from them as well to respond in a way that's not disrespectful. And it's really hard to respond to any message at all. And when you do share your grief, so I'm going to give you an example. When somebody, you know, you have a friend who has a mom who passed away, and you reached out to this friend and say, "Hey, friend, I'm sorry about what happened to your mom. This happened to my mom as well a couple months ago, and this is that, and this is how I feel, and I'm so sad." And so now that conversation turned into your own grief. While you're trying to empathize and sympathize with your friend who lost her mom, you're putting your own feelings and grief into her shoulders too, unbeknownst to you, of course. Another thing that you shouldn't ask someone who is in grief or who just lost someone they love is, "How are you doing? How are you feeling right now?" I mean, I know that that is 100% coming from a place of love, but that is such, I don't even know the word to describe it. It's a question that shouldn't be asked when someone lost somebody, because obviously they're not okay. Obviously they're not doing well. And lastly, you will never really understand the measure of the pain that this person feels. And it's weird for you to say, "I know how you feel." Because it feels like when you're someone who lost someone you love, it feels like nobody knows how you feel right now. It feels like there's no measure, no words that has been created to explain or describe the feeling that you're feeling. And so when someone says, "I understand how you're feeling," it doesn't make you feel heard or seen or understood. It makes you feel like, no, you don't understand. Nobody understands how I'm feeling right now. And that's just a human way to respond to the anger and the grief and the pain that you currently have. And so I would advise that even if you do know how they feel, that that is not the way to empathize. The best messages that I've received has been, "I'm so sorry for your loss, period. My deepest condolences. Let me know how I can help. Let me know if there's anything that I can do for you." And so, yeah, I just want to share that with you because this is a bizarre and new experience for me. And yeah, I just feel like that's something that is not being shared. And I might not be right in here, but this is just coming from my perspective and my experience. And so if you feel differently, feel free to share that with me. I would love to learn. And I'm bringing this episode to its end by saying that with all of these things and all of this events happening in my life, while I'm building aligned and unapologetic, there is no other way to live your life but unapologetically, because it's not yours. Because tomorrow is not promised. And if anything, I am grateful that I am here. I'm able to record this episode. I'm able to share with you all, no matter how painful or crazy or messy this episode sounds. I want you to know that you are human. And although you are getting through your journey and living your life unapologetically and claiming your power, stepping into your light and serving the world at your best, you are still human. And you will not be okay all the time. And that's part of your superpower. That's part of being an unapologetic person of the world. To fully and wholly experience all of the human experiences, take away the lessons and feel the pain and happiness and all sorts of emotion that comes with it. And once you're ready, share it with your people and stand unapologetically for the values and things that you stand for. And so I'm going to drive this episode home with that. And I hope that you and yours are well, safe, and healthy. And I have created a mailing list for my listeners. If you are part of the Aligned and Unapologetic Global Family, please sign up to my newsletter. The link will be in the description box or the show notes of this episode. If you can't find it, you will find it in my Instagram at Coach Unapologetic. And I am happy to hear from you. Email me, reach out to me. Let me know if you have any episodes in mind that you want me to share about or look for guest experts on, or if you want to be on the show, or you have any comments or feedback at all. That's it for today, and I hope that you're having an aligned and unapologetic day.